With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Lazer Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, Love According to Halacha. The Torah commands us to love one another and says you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This is a very important one of our 248 positive commandments. On the other side, the Torah also commands us, you shall not hate your brother in your heart. This is also a critical one of the 365 negative commandments of the Torah. We don't have to learn how to hate. Hate comes natural. The Sefer Chinuch explains that human beings, because of their innate egotism, naturally tend to hate one another. People prefer themselves and cast others away unless they have some type of vested interest or something to gain from the other person, which brings us right back to egotism. By the same token, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov teaches that making peace with someone else is unnatural. Especially in the event of a husband, a wife, or two warring nations, making peace requires bridging a gap between two opposites. As a result, fulfilling the positive commandment of loving one another and the negative commandment of not harboring hate in our hearts, it requires a concerted effort because it doesn't come easy. We must realize that the two commandments of loving our fellow human and refraining from hate are no less important than the prohibition of eating pork. Many people, they transgress these commandments right and left every minute of the day. No wonder our 2,000-year-long exile and diaspora haven't ended yet. Our sages teach us that charity begins at home. We don't help the poor of another city before we help the poor of our own city. The same goes for love. A person shouldn't love outsiders until he first loves his own wife and children. I'm not talking about Hollywood-style love, but Torah love. True Torah love begins by looking at the good points of the other person. One of the Torah's testimonies of Hashem's magnificent love for his people is he looks not at the faults of Jacob. The Zohar explains that when we look at other people's faults, God forbid, we start a process of severe judgment where measure for measure, the heavenly court begins to look at our faults. That's not only bad news, but counterproductive and destructive. Therefore, the first parameter of love, according to the Torah, is not to look at the faults of our neighbors, which first of all is our spouse. Charity begins at home, and when we don't look at other people's faults, the heavenly court doesn't look at our faults. As a result, there's no severe judgments, and where there's no severe judgments, life is a pleasure. So by loving other people, especially our own loved ones who are first in line, we spare ourselves of untold problems and tribulations in life. Insult should be considered totally unkosher in any home. True lovers don't insult one another. Let's never forget that by insulting or verbally abusing our spouses and children, we're failing to observe the comment of loving them as we love ourselves. Stop and think how distasteful the insults and abuse would be if you were on the receiving end. We Jews are infamous in self-splintering. That's something we need to rectify right away. Unity and brotherly love must replace the splintering and intramural hate for us to end the double millennium-long exile and diaspora. Each of us has the right to pick the manner in which we desire to serve Hashem, and we also have the right to avoid the pitfalls of what we consider erroneous ideologies. But we don't have the right to harbor sinas chinam, baseless hate, in our hearts for someone who serves Hashem in a different way that we do. This is the form of hate. It's a deadly spiritual epidemic in our midst. And guess what? Physical epidemics are rooted in spiritual epidemics. If intramural hate was strong enough to destroy the Second Temple, it's certainly strong enough to trigger an epidemic like COVID-19. Where the vaccines won't work, if we uproot needless hate, sinas chinam, you could be sure that there won't be any more COVID-19 in the world. There won't be any more diaspora in the world and no more exile in the world. And you can look forward to seeing Mashiach very soon. So the most important things we have to do in our efforts to stay healthy is to refrain from all the lashon hara, the slander, and to do our best to love every other human being. That way, COVID-19 will undoubtedly disappear from the face of the earth, and we'll also see the coming of Mashiach and the rebuilding of our holy temple in Jerusalem speedily in our days. Amen. God bless.